by InternalAffairsMedia.com. Get your favorite drink and sit back and relax. Be ready to also take some massive action.
And thank you so much for joining me here at Mars Bar on this Sunday, March 5th. No, that's not true. I'm getting ahead of myself. It's March 3rd. I'm getting ahead of myself because Super Tuesday is coming up March 5th. So that's what's on my mind right now. So you got to get out and vote in the primary election. It is our duty. It is our privilege. It is our right as an American citizen to vote and make sure that you realize these people we're voting for, they work for you, not the other way around. Yeah, so we are electing those officials to work for us on our behalf as we, the people here in America. Very important. Super Tuesday coming up. And, you know, I always like to start my show with a nice little prayer, and I'm just going to do a simple one. If you want to declare the Lord your Savior and have eternal life, just say these words: Dear Lord, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. Amen. You will have eternal life. Put him first always, and the rest will follow. Yes. And spread joy. I always like to spread that word as well. And that is from Sean Foyt, of course, from the Let Us Worship team. Love Sean Foyt and love what he's doing in America and just going around completely getting the worship of our Lord and Savior out there in the open. He's going around, not just our country, but the world, really. He's just doing amazing things, bringing light to people and bringing people closer to God. So I love, love, love what he's doing. And he loves to spread the momentum and spread the word. So we got to keep doing that as well. Yes, we are built on Judeo-Christian values here in this country, and we need to stay that way. We need to keep them intact. And I'm going to say something. President Trump truthed this just today. A few hours ago, he did on Truth Social. He said, conservatives are under attack by the radical left, especially when it comes to faith and family. And there are few doing more to fight back than Dr. Ben Carson and the American Conservative Cornerstone Institute. So check out the AmericanCornerstoneInstitute.com. Check it out. That is what Dr. Ben Carson is doing to just spread the word of faith and family and keep it intact for American citizens. Yes, we need to fight back with all our might because they are attacking us as conservative Christians, especially. And they're making it sound as though Christian nationalists is a bad thing, but it's not, because that means that we're putting our Christianity first. There's nothing wrong with that. Just like being a nationalist for America is not a bad thing either, because that means we're putting America first. We have those values first. There's not a problem with that. That's something to be proud of. So we need to just make sure that we have the courage to live by our own convictions. I know I do that. I'm not going to back down. I'm going to be proud about that. I'm going to be proud of the fact that I put America first and that I'm proud to be an American. And I'm also going to be proud to say I'm a Christian and I put God first. So don't ever back down, and make sure that you continue to have that courage to fight and to live by your own convictions. It's so important, especially in this day and age, when people bow down to the liberal left and all the craziness, especially since the pandemic happened. And we know what happened. We know what people did. And they fell prey to being a victim, really, and to just doing what the sheep told them to do. So they were sheep, I should say. And the left was telling them what to do. The fake news media, everything. Fauci, whatever it might be. And they were just falling prey to it. No, we have to stand strong. We have to stand strong for our convictions. And you know what? I'm so proud that I did. Yes. So I'm going to continue that fight. And I'm also never going to believe what they're saying. No, sorry, can't do it. And, you know, there are some rumors coming out that possibly they're going to start a new pandemic. It's called X. We know about that. We've had little talks about that before, but it's supposed to be in May. So just let me know what happens, but stay strong. Don't let what happened in 2020 happen again. No, we've learned from that. We need to fight on. We need to be strong. Yeah. I just had to get that out. All right. I will say this. I love President Trump. He's so on fire. He did not one, but two rallies yesterday on March 2nd. He did one in North Carolina and the other in Virginia. Amazing energy. Amazing energy. But see, we know that he is anointed by God. This is what I truly believe for such a time as this. This is the man of the hour. This is the man who is going to fight for what we stand for as Americans and what our founding fathers believed in and built this country on. So we need to continue to have his back. It doesn't matter if they are going to convict him over and over and over again. This is all political theater. He's going to come out righteous because he's got the God. He's got God on his side. He's got the anointing of God. So it's going to be okay. I have faith. I live in faith, not fear. That's another thing during pandemic. Faith over fear, always. And we're going to continue to have that. Just continue that momentum. And we know that President Trump is on the right side. We're on the right side by being in his corner. I love this. He was also in Texas along the southern border. He was with Governor Greg Abbott, who is doing great things. I love that too. Absolutely so proud to be in Texas right now, knowing that what they're doing at the southern border and they're fighting back against the tyrannical government. And 50 governors have backed Texas. I love that. So half the country has backed Texas and Greg Abbott. And I'm sure there are going to be more than that coming to support him regarding the barbed wire on the fencing along the southern border to keep the illegal immigrants out. Yes, because we have to. We have to do what's right for our country. And it is constitutional. So what SCOTUS did was unconstitutional by saying you need to remove that. No. And 50 governors have backed Greg Abbott for that. So I love that. And I love that President Trump came down to the border and that he was seeing what was going on firsthand, because he knows that this is an invasion in our country, an invasion. We're having people from mostly China come through. It's not even people from Mexico. So we know that they're bought. We know that this is happening. It's right there. It's blatant. It's in our face. And it's a tragedy. And people are being killed, like that nursing student, you know, horrible tragedies like that, by illegal immigrants who have been coming through our borders really for the Democrats' agenda, because they know that they could buy their votes. That's what it's really about. So we need to just be very, very diligent about what we're seeing, what we're throwing out there as far as information is concerned, what we're reading about, what we're seeing, and giving information back to the people that we are talking to. We need to discuss this. We need to have this talk about the invasion in our country. Millions upon millions of people have come through since Lion Biden's taken office. And of course, we know it's not really him. He's the puppet. It's Obama's third term. And George Soros is paying for that. It's a paid and bought situation, the Democrats, their disgusting agenda to dismantle America. And it's happening right in front of our eyes. And you know, in 2008, when Obama took office and he had that presidential speech where he said, I will fundamentally change America, where were the journalists who asked him that question? Where were they? Who asked him? Because as a journalist, that's the first question I would have asked him. I would have said, please explain what you mean by fundamentally change America. Because nobody wanted that. Nobody voted for him to fundamentally change America. But this is exactly what is happening. It's changing into a communist nation. China's taking over land, farmland, the spy balloons. We know it. We have seen it. They're coming through. The majority of the people now coming through into America from the open borders. We have no borders. Therefore, we have no country. We need to get those borders shut. And those people, majority of them are from China. That's a communist nation. That is what's happening. It is bought and paid for. And then, of course, you want to talk about the money laundering going on in Ukraine? Yes, Zelensky is absolutely corrupt as Lion Biden. We've seen this firsthand. We've seen the proof. The money going out to Ukraine, yet not to Americans. What about the veterans? What about the homeless veterans? They get nothing, but the illegal immigrants get everything. The money's going to illegal immigrants. They're getting our education system. They're getting university paid for. College education's paid for. They're getting cell phones when they come across. They're getting money for rent. They're getting put up in nice hotels. Meanwhile, the vets, they're being thrown to the side. Totally tossed to the curb. The Democrats don't care about them. They're fighting for our rights, yet they get what? Nothing. Do you know that 50,000 vets committed suicide last year alone? 50,000. That's tragic. We need to help the vets. We need to help those who fight for our rights as American citizens, who keep our First Amendment right, our Second Amendment right, all of the amendments intact. They're fighting for our freedom. And we need to make sure that we put Super Tuesday of utmost importance. And if you're an independent voter and you don't have Trump on the ballot, or, you know, the presidential candidates on the ballot because you're an independent, because they only put it on a Republican or a Democrat ballot, I believe, then you need to write it in. You need to write in President Trump. That is what I want to make sure you do. I'm volunteering, by the way, right now. I'm doing phone campaign for President Trump, and I'm doing different states. So right now, the phones are on Minnesota, and it doesn't matter where I am, but people need to be called. People need to be told, this is what's happening. Let's have a discussion. We need to fight for our freedom. So I'm really proud that I'm volunteering for this phone campaign. They had different states. Like I said, each time I call, it's a different state. But that's the state I'm doing right now for Super Tuesday. And yeah, I'm very proud to do that. I want to help. I want to get the word out as much as possible. I want President Trump to be elected again. We know he won in 2020. This will really technically be third time winning. He's overpowering everybody. He is. He's skyrocketing in the polls of every category. And Nikki Haley needs to just stop. But, you know, we know why she's hanging on, because the Democrats are funding her. And what they're trying to do is they're waiting until the RNC, the Republican National Convention, which is this summer. And they want to wait till then because they want to see if she could take the place of President Trump if he lands in jail. Because that's what they want. They want to imprison him. They want to indict him. We know he's innocent. We know he's going to keep charge, and he's going to keep ahead of all this. And he will keep appealing if he has to. It's a waste of time and money. It's horrible what's happening. But you know what? Never surrender. Remember, mugshot. I have the mug too. I love it. The mug with the mugshot. Never surrender. I love my president. And I'm going to be on his side no matter what. And even if he's in jail, I'll vote for him. I don't care if he's in an orange jumpsuit. I will vote for him. That's right. Because we need to show the Democrats what we're made of. Yeah. We know this. God's got us. So I'm going to keep the faith, and I'm going to keep prayer over President Trump to keep him safe, to keep him fighting for Americans. Oh, yes. We need to keep him safe, too. Protection over his entire family. Psalm 91. Please, Lord. Please, Lord. Yeah. And then I just want to tell you also, I love that he goes on these records, you know, the speeches that he does. And every time he gets something thrown from the left, he just stays energized. And it's incredible. And I was fortunate enough to go to Mar-a-Lago on Friday, February 16th to kick off the President's Day weekend. It was phenomenal. It was my second time there. My first time was December 21st. That was wonderful. And I know I talked about that before, but this time was February 16th. And it was for Trump. This one was actually for President Trump. And there were 1,000 people in the room, and it was wonderful. It was beautiful. It was in the ballroom that he and Melania had their wedding reception in. So it was just a historic place. And he said this room was built specifically for our wedding reception. That was phenomenal. And that was on the historic day of him getting sentenced, you know, for that $350 million in New York City for his taxes or whatever, for the buildings and his business there. Ridiculous. They said he has to pay that fine, $350 million. So he started his speech right away, right off the get-go with that. And, you know, people were thinking, oh no, is he going to be in a bad mood? No, nothing gets him down. Absolutely not. He was in charge. He was charged up. He was on fire. He had a great speech. He started it with that right off the bat, and he made us laugh. He's so funny. He's got great sense of humor. He's so energized. He's the only president, if you look at it, over time, that's actually become more youthful. He hasn't aged like the other ones do over time, over the course of their administration. No, President Trump actually looks more youthful now. Oh my gosh, he's an amazing man. He is somebody who, you know, again, I believe he's anointed by God. So he's like the modern day David. And, you know, I'm not going to say to idolize him because, no, we don't do that as Christians. We don't. But you can't help but admire him. And certainly knowing that he's on God's side. And he talks about the sanctity of life, and that's beautiful. He talks about giving God credit. He's a born-again Christian. He spoke at the Christian national broadcasters, CNB, just recently, and had wonderful things to say about Christianity and, you know, making sure that he is going to give us our God-given rights as Christians. And yeah, so be it. If that means you're a Christian nationalist, so be it. Go for it. Be proud in that. Be proud in that moment. It's not anything bad. It's a good thing. Yeah, so I just want to, you know, come on and say that. But make sure you vote. It's very important. Don't not vote. Don't think because they're going to cheat again, oh, my vote won't count. No, every vote will count. You have to at least do your part. No matter what, get out there and vote. No matter what, just make sure that your voice is heard and put all of your votes toward the right side that God's got us on. Get right or get left. I mean, that's basically your choice. And the left has shown they're Democrats. They're brainwashed and their demonic agenda. I'm not going to fall prey to that. I'm going to always be on the right, and I'm going to be proud of that. And you know what? Make sure that you read up on your Constitution. And by the way, we're a constitutional republic. We're not a democracy. So for them on the left to say he's ruining democracy, he's threatening democracy, no, it's a constitutional republic that we're living in. So it's all a bunch of lies anyway from the left. We can't believe them. Lion Biden? Absolutely. I give him that name for a reason. And he has been said that he can't even hold up in court with his cognitive decline. So how is he possibly going to be able to run a country? He can't. And we already know he's a puppet anyway, so he hasn't done that. He's a clown show. It's an embarrassment. Absolutely embarrassment to our country. We're going down. We're going down in decline. And we need to fight to keep this country on the right track. And read up here on your constitutional rights because it's important. I do believe biblical civics is the way to go. And just know that when you're voting biblically, that's the way to go. Everything, all the answers are there in the Bible. And we're living proof that this is what's happening. It's all there. The answers are there in the good book. All right. I want to say this also. I love Mike Lindell. We all love him. Such a patriot, godly man. And we're proud that Eternal Affairs Media is working with him to bring transparency to the election fraud in the 2020 election and to keep our elections going strong and to fight election fraud so we don't have a problem in the future. No guarantees, but we can try and we can pray for it. And of course, go with MyPillow products if you want to have USA-made products and you want to support somebody who is fighting for the rights of our American citizens here in the United States. And of course, on Donald Trump's side, we love him. And he's such a patriot. So go to MyPillow.com and then at checkout, type in Eternal for your promo code to get the best, latest deals. You can also call 1-800-795-5993. He has fabulous products. I have the Giza sheets. They're wonderful. They're so nice. And the towels, of course. I have the sandals. Oh, my goodness. Coffee products are great. My coffee. I am not a coffee drinker, so I'm not going to lie. I haven't tasted it, but I've heard wonderful things about it. And they're great gifts. So all you coffee drinkers out there, go and support Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com. And again, put in Eternal for your code to get the best, latest deals. And I just want to make sure that you re-enter Eternal promo code at checkout, okay? And then, of course, thank you for joining me here. And just visit us at eternalaffairsmedia.com. And if you feel led to plant a financial seed in our media ministry, please click on a sponsored link or consider becoming a patron to support our shows. And always keep God first, the rest will follow, and God bless.